God is all we need. And so let us go to the scripture to hear what God might be telling us today. From the Gospel of Matthew. Then Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" And Jesus replied, "Let it be so. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and at that moment heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." The word of God for the people of God. Will you pray with me? Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Test us and know our anxious thoughts. Point out anything in us that offends you and lead us along the path of everlasting life. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of each one of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O God, for you are our strength and most blessed Redeemer. We pray this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So the title of my sermon today is Imposter Syndrome. And we read this text, we've probably read it since we were kids, or maybe you've been reading it since you've come to church, and we focus on Jesus being baptized by John, and the sky and the heavens opening up and the dove descending on Jesus, and it's just such a beautiful, beautiful story. But I couldn't just take us down that path because I am who I am. And so I thought about John, and I thought about John's reaction when Jesus comes to him and he says, "You want me to baptize you? I need you to baptize me. You're the Son of God. Who am I?" And Jesus says, "No, I need you to do this so that we can fulfill what God has called us to do." And then John consented. I was thinking about John because I was thinking about myself, for instance, and how often God will call me to do something that I do not feel prepared for. I don't know, ministry maybe, a thing. To be called to ministry at 16 years old, I fought it and fought it and fought it, because what 16-year-old really wants to accept that call? Do you even know what that means? I did not. And oftentimes, you know, as I continue to grow, I don't necessarily feel like I have it all. I don't feel holy enough or lovable enough or loving enough or gracious enough. And John shows me that I'm not alone and that this feeling is probably common for many people. Amen. Come on, talk back to me today. That's what I need. Talk back. But imposter syndrome, it's defined as this inadequacy that you have within yourself where you feel like the things that you've earned or the things that you have, you don't deserve. Or it's in some way that someone's going to take the mask off and you're going to be revealed for the fraud that you are, in a sense. And I think that's really what John felt. How can the Son of God come to me? Little old me. You know, they don't call John crazy because they said he was in the wilderness just, you know, just out there by himself, you know, with the camel hair and just out there with the twigs and the leaves and things. And so the Sadducees and the Pharisees were not really feeling. The religious authorities were not really into John, okay? So John might have felt like he was a little off too. Like maybe what they're saying about me is right. And so when the Son of God comes to John and needs John's help in order to fulfill his mission, John is like, "There's no way. You do know that the Pharisees just told me that I should maybe not do this thing." And so imposter syndrome stops us in our tracks, and it keeps us from living into our own calling, the calling that God has for our lives. And I know we hear calling and called when we're in the church, and you think that it's the call to ministry, the call to pastoral care, and that is a particular call, yes, but each and every one of us is called to something. God has placed a particular dream in your heart that only you can cultivate. But often, we hear those voices in our heads that tell us we're not quite ready. We don't know enough. We haven't done enough. And we convince ourselves that we are so inadequate that we can't fulfill the calling on our lives. And many of us don't even know if we have a calling on our lives because we don't think that we deserve a calling on our lives because we feel like imposters. Imposter syndrome is insidious, but it's all too common. It's the reason that we don't step out into the world, because heaven forbid that we're vulnerable with another person to let them know the insecurities that lie deep in our hearts, we might realize that the next person has those same insecurities and we're not so different, right? Heaven forbid. Heaven forbid we're honest with each other, because we might just find out just how strong we actually are. Imposter syndrome distorts the way that we see ourselves and the way that we feel about ourselves, and it blinds us to who God has called us to be. It distorts our vision as to who God calls us to be because we're listening to a tape that plays in our head that's full of shame and anxiety and embarrassment and guilt. And we don't get to see ourselves in the full beauty in the way that God sees us. We don't see ourselves created in God's image, because how could I, lowly old me, have a bit of God's DNA? How could I, a sinner? You know, Martin Luther says, "I am nothing but a worm." It's actually from the Psalms too. But Martin Luther said, "I am nothing but a worm." And I don't know about you, but sometimes I don't feel adequate enough to go to God's presence. I don't feel adequate enough to go to God to say, "I need you, God. God, I am in need of your grace. God, I am in need of your mercy. God, I am in need of your love," because I don't feel like I deserve that. I don't feel like I'm good enough. I don't feel like I've earned my way, because I have imposter syndrome. See, imposter syndrome goes beyond our professional work environment. It goes beyond our vocation, and it goes into our souls, into who we see ourselves and how we see who we are to God. We see ourselves as broken when God sees us as beautiful. Beautifully broken. God can shine God's light through the broken pieces of our heart, but we are afraid to step out on faith. So we continue to tell ourselves, just like John, "I can't do that. I'm not good enough for that." So I was reading some articles about imposter syndrome, and one was written by Stephanie Vaza, and she brings up the actress and Harvard alum, Natalie Portman, who also felt the imposter syndrome. And she said, "Today I feel much like I did when I came to the Harvard Yard as a freshman in 1999. I felt like I had been here by some mistake because I wasn't smart enough to be in this company of people, and every time I opened my mouth, I felt like I had to prove that I wasn't just a dumb actress." Do you ever feel like you have to prove yourself? Do you ever feel like you have to prove yourself to God? Do you have to earn God's grace, that you have to earn God's love, because you are not good enough? You are just a silly, dumb person, a silly, dumb actress, a silly, dumb banker, a silly, dumb individual. Imposter syndrome distorts how we see ourselves and stops us dead in our tracks so that we can't live out our calling, who God has called us to be. God has called us to live lives free of fear. God has called us to walk and believe that we are loved and beloved. God calls us to remember that grace is not earned. It's so freely given. That there's nothing that you have to do. You don't have to beg or borrow or steal to get in God's good graces. You just have to wake up and decide that you want to walk with God. And even when you don't decide that you want to walk with God, God walks alongside us anyway. Because in the midst of our inadequacies, that's when we can see that God is still in the midst in this world doing beautiful and powerful things. In our inadequacy, God will open up the heavens so that we might see all the beauty that lies open to us. John the Baptist had to take a step forward. He had to consent. He had to say, okay, Jesus, I'll do it. And that's when he walked into his own call. And that's how Jesus was able to walk into his call. See, when you believe in yourself, you ignite a flame with those around you so that they might shine in the world, so that they might believe in themselves. John the Baptist had to take a step forward in order for Jesus to take a step forward. Imposter syndrome. Oh, it's so insidious. But God's love for us destroys imposter syndrome, and it helps us to know that the way that we were created and all of our inadequacies and all of our faults and our failures, that there's God who's bigger than us, who's bigger than our problems, and that when we stop focusing on what we can't do, we see what God can do. Imposter syndrome. Another woman, Sharon Miller, says, imposter syndrome stalls and disables you. Fear and inadequacy are like weights around your ankles that prevent you from running full speed ahead. Imposter syndrome does this by keeping your eyes fixed on your own inadequacy. And as long as you are preoccupied with your own inability, you forget to know and notice God's ability, and you will live a life of fearful restraint and small goals. You will never plunge deep into the waters of faith. I invite you today with me to work on ridding ourselves of this imposter syndrome, because we are children of the Most High. God created us in God's own image, and because of that, we can live lives knowing that even in the midst of our shortcomings, that God loves us, not in spite of, but because of. God is with us. And we have to be like John the Baptist. We have to be willing to take a step forward in faith so that the heavens might open up and we might be blessed, so that we might see what God is doing in the world. But we can only do that when we take a step forward in faith. You were created in God's own image. You. I love the talk back today. It feels really good. It's taking me back to my Baptist roots. Each of us are created in God's image. And it's my prayer that you leave this place full and filled with God's love and presence so that you might let your light shine. As I said, when your light shines, Sandy, you light Stan's candle, and Stan can light Tony's candle, and it keeps going. And we go out into the world, and those of which we may not know or interact with, they see us, and they see God's light, and they believe in themselves that they can do it. Imposter syndrome, you only get rid of it by doing. You can only step forward in faith. And trust that when you do, that God will meet you there, that God will guide you and walk you to the next phase of your journey, to the next dimension of this life. Faith will take you forward. So trust in who God's created you to be. Figure out what it is that keeps you up at night, what deep desires God has planted in your heart that only you can cultivate for yourself, Dia. That only you can live into, Rashad. God has called each and every one of us to a particular ministry in the world. God has called each of us here together. And when we are gathered together, God's heart shines because my inadequacies aren't hers' inadequacies, and we can feed off of each other. And that's how we build the kingdom of God. We use our strengths and our weaknesses to come together so that God, the power, the presence, the love of God can shine in the world. You were created in God's image. So it is my prayer that you feel God, that you will walk with God, and that you will trust God when God comes to you to say, I need you. Jeff, I need your help. I need you in order for this ministry to take off. I need you. God needs us. God needs us to believe in ourselves. God needs us to believe in God. May it be so. Amen. Amen.